started Sugya Einus Adam Laila Shay the Maze Lainus Ratsan. That is what Einus means. Adam Chayev, Adam Laila Chayevim Bainus Gamar. What does Einus Gamar mean? We started seeing. Well, we started Tyson and then we're up to.
We started like two lines of Tyson.
What?
We started like at the last like minute, we started doing two lines of Tyson, so we didn't actually do it.
We started
Tyson?
Two lines.
Can we start again?
What? We can start again, okay. So, Tyson has the Gemara over here, the Chazayin and Beis, and Shmuel says, in the case where the guy puts the barrels in the street and you broke the barrel. So Shmuel says you potter. It's talking about when it was at night. You couldn't see it. Tosa says there's a shaila later on where the niskal's pesheya or niskal's la pesheya. So Taisa says, so why is Shmuel saying that you're potter because you tripped on the barrel? Taisa Machal between if you tripped on a barrel or you tripped on the floor. So if you tripped on the barrel and it was a night, you're not to be Mayan, and then you're potter kul alma. Now it's interesting, it's not really so much to get to our sugya. But when Taisa asked the Kasha, Shmuel said, if you trip in the barrel, you're potter. As Manomet says, tripping is called Pesheya, tripping is Pesheya. Now says Kasha. So Chayra Taisa could have said, here we're talking about, it's at night. Like Shmuel said, it's Bafela. We're talking about Bafela. So maybe if you trip during the day, okay, then it's Pesheya. But if you trip at night, then maybe not. Okay, but Taisa doesn't answer that.
By yourself?
Yeah, maybe. Chayra could have. Theoretically, I saw someone one of the first mass that Taisa could have said that maybe the difference is at night. Taisa doesn't say that. Taisa the chesed nachmin is whether or not you tripped on something and then. Well,
why would a night make a difference by machas atzmai? By machas michshel, fine. You're like you don't see the thing by a night, but if it's just like you're not paying attention, just like if you fall by yourself, why does it make a difference if it's day or night?
I don't know. It could be that you're more careful. If you see where you're going, you won't trip. I don't know. Say it. Okay. Fine. I'm making a big deal about it. That's not the main point. Akban Taisa says that Shmuel holds over here, you tripped on something, so you're not in this. So now, Taisa Bakasha. We start off with Chavav and Bey. The Gemara says, Adamu La'ilam, Bein Aynes, Bein Ratzen. So how, why is he Potter? Because in Aynes, I Adamu La'ilam. That's the big kasha of Taisa's. Mina Ains Gratzen, Adam Mazig, and Pesach Aspatza, Ains Gomer, Lot Heis, Ains Gomer, Ler Brachman. It means right in Shalmi. Shalmi Patar Eis, Shiashan, Rishan, Im Hezek Lashain, Yabai Etzloi, Lishan. Taisvah says, Shalmi says, the guy went to sleep, and there was nothing there, someone puts him next to him. So he's Patar. Why is he Patar? The Taisvah says, must be that Ains Gomer is Patar. Ain is Gomer's pot. And therefore, when he went to sleep, there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing he could have done to not do damage over here. The guy put something down next to him. So, man, there's an Ainus. That's why, that's the Pshan Nishalmi. Why is Potter? Why is Potter? And that we pointed out. And then I saw the Chayim asked the Kasher, and I saw Nochem over there, and the Abdalid discusses this. The Kaisan Abdalid learns Nishalmi differently. Because the Gemara over here is discussing the first Mishnah with the Tzara Shava, and what are all these things? Is it Adam? Is it Mava? Right? Is it Adam? Or is it Shein? Right? That's the Gemara is discussing what it is. So the Gemara works out. The Gemara is discussing, but the Mishnah says it's Tzara Shava. Mishnah says it's Tzara Shava. Shadakal Hazik, Ushmras and Alecha, that's the Tzara Shava. So the question is, where do you have that? Where do you have that by Adam? So Gemara says, again, right, if Adam is in the Mishnah, then Joar is trying to figure out how does other mazik fit into the tzarashava of darka lahazik ushmras and alecha. Right, those are two things in tzarashava. The common denominator of all these four mazik is darka and lahazik ushmras and alecha. It's a derech to mazik and you mechuyev to watch it. How does that fit by yavs? Gemara says Adam darka lahazik biyasha. Yeah, if he's sleeping, he's darka lahazik. Yosh darka lahazik. Yeah, keep the kai for pashut orchayu. It's a derech for a person to damage while he's sleeping because he flops around in the middle of the night. So here Tais points out. Yeah, Gemara says orchayu. Tais says no. The Shalmi says that it's dafka yesh the yosh loy mechayim. El kishishkav atzim etzal kelim. Al yosh nei v'kelim etzloy v'shavram kotter. Okay, so even though Gemara says by us that kiva the kai v'pashit orcheu, that's nafka when the thing was there when he went to sleep. But if the thing wasn't there, then he's part of why says Taisus the heim garmulai. Chen v'yoshav hoch chavev l'lishan etzloi bezikai harishan part of machum chai. Yeah. Oh. So what's that he's saying? Haim garmulai. What's the reason for the p'tur? Because haim garmulai. Now, he doesn't say the chayyim tais and chavzayin. Says different svara. Tais b'yas says the reason why, if someone puts something down after the pot, is because I'm an einis. What can I do? There's nothing I could have done to stop the hazard. Right. And here, over there, he says not like that. There he says because haim garmulai. So chayyim is steering tais. Chayyim stereotypes, and we the same theory we also had in Megayisa Batsa. Stereotypes because is it because of Einis? If it's because of Einis, then it's not the Haim Garmalai. If it's Haim Garmalai, it's not all Einis because they were garb. Now, just Derech Agav, Taisa over there says Lashon Haim Garmalai. There's a Lashon Rabim. Yeah, the question: who's the one that put the Kli over there? Who's the one that put the kli over? The Shalmi said, someone else, that you went to sleep when there was nothing there. And then someone put the kli there, you potter. Yeah? So the question is it dafka that the nizik put the kli there? Or even if someone else put the kli there? Okay? The Shalmi, right, what does the Shalmi say? Im Yashin, okay, view. Right, the question, who's the one that brought it? Okay? Is it dafka the nizik? Or is it even someone else? So the fact that Taisus says Haim Garmulai, they, right? It's not Dafka the Nizik, they. It doesn't say who Garmulai. You know, what will be the svar to Mechalik between the Nizik and somebody else? Okay, we're jumping a little bit ahead because the Ramban. By now, you've seen the Ramban. The Ramban, as we know, disagrees with Taisus. And Ramban holds that Adam Mu'ud La'ilam Ben Einis Ben Shoig, even Einis Gomer, right? Ramban says Kesaris Elio, yeah, Einis Gomer a person still chay. So what does it do to Shalmi? So what does Ramban say? Ramban says there's a Pshias Anizik over there. Ramban says. Taisus brings right from Yushalmi. V'yefshi Lahamid. The Hasam V'yefshi Lahamid. He came right from there. Why? The Hasam Mishum. The Sheni Pasha Ba'atzmai. Sheni Pasha Ba'atzmai. And the Ramban writes that same lashon by what? By the Gemara on the Chav Zayin and Beis. Yeah. Because Taisus started out with the Gemara. Yeah, if someone put a barrel there, I tripped over the barrel in a case where I shouldn't necessarily have seen it. What do we say? He's potter, right? Taisus is why Adam Ulaylam Elamai. Well, there's Einis Gomer. That's a Taisus Einis Gomer from Zayin Beis. The Ramban says even Einis Gomer is chayiv. So Ramban has to explain to Yushalmi that says if someone puts something there, you're potter. Taisus is Einis Gomer. The Ramban differently. He has explained the Gemara of Zion and Bez. It says, I tripped over the barrel, broke the barrel. I'm potter as long as it was at night. I couldn't see it. I'm potter. Why? Einis Adma Lailam. What are you telling me is an Einis? Adma Lailam. Even Einis Gamma Adam is Mu'ud. Right? Oh. So, Teretz says Ramban. Over there, it's Pshias HaNizik. Over there, the Nizik shouldn't have placed the barrel in the middle of the night, in the middle of the street. But you putting the barrel in the middle of the street, in the middle of the night, or leaving it there in the middle of the night, so it means you brought the Hezek upon yourself. It's not a Maisa Mazik B'chal. Hezek is, I'm damaging you. Over here, you brought the Hezek to yourself. Hit me right at you, you brought the Hezek to yourself. Right?
That's why it's part of my
Nizkal. Yes. Right. That's why it's part of my Nizkal. That's why it's part of by the Yerushalmi. The Ram puts two together. But what does he say? The Sheini Pasha Batsmai. The Sheini Pasha Batsmai. He brought the Hezek to himself. He was Pasha Batsmai. He brought the Hezek. So I'm a chayiv when you bring the Hezek to yourself. I'm chayiv. I could go do Hezek to you. But if you brought the Hezek to yourself, like in the case of Yisham, you put the kli down next to me, or you went to sleep next to me, knowing that I could be trashed around the middle of the night, or if you left the barrel in the middle of the street, then there's Pshias HaNizik Ramban says.
Let's say it wasn't his barrel.
Oh, one second. That's what I'm getting to. So if he's there, if he's the Sar of the Ramban, right? L'chayr is dafka when it's his barrel. It's dafka when it's his kli. It's dafka when it's himself. But if I put someone else down next to you, I put someone else's kli down next to you, then l'chayr l'fi the Ramban, I would say, there's no p'tur. What are you telling me is an oinis on the mulayil with ima in his gomer? So the fact that when I went to sleep, nothing was here, and male, I'm an oinis gomer, that's not going to pater me. That's not going to pater me, the fact that I'm oinis. What paters me? The fact that she is a nizik, that the nizik brought the hezek onto himself. That's only if the nizik is the one that put it there. But if it was some random dude that put it over there, yeah, so then it's not gonna part of the Yashim of Bayer if you didn't buy. What?
Yeah.
So what? So maybe it should be both chai maybe, but it's not gonna part to him. Why is he part of it? The fact that again the Ramban doesn't say the fact that someone else was Pshe is the reason to part to me. The Ramban says Pshe is a nizik. The Ramban says. Who Pasha Ba'atzmai, the Ramban says. That's what he said. He used the Lashon by the Rishalmi, Pasha Ba'atzmai. And when it comes to the Gemara by the barrel, he says, Pshias HaNizik. Yeah? It's called Pshias HaNizik. Mishum Pshias HaNizik, Patrule. The Chari, the Hezek Ramban is that the Nizik brought the Hezek upon himself. That's the Yisrael of the Ptor. So even though I'm talking Oinit, right? Oinit is Chayit. So the fact that I'm an Oinit is not a reason about me. But you brought the Hezek upon yourself. But if it's someone else, the Chari, then you don't have that Ptor. The Chari from Taisvis is Mashman, not like that. Because Taisvis says, Haim garmu. Haim. Random haim.
Is there a steer in
Taisus also? There was a steer in Taisus we mentioned before that why does Taisus learn a new svara of haim garmu? Who garmu? It doesn't make a difference with the haim or who. Yeah? Why is Taisus saying on that chavzai he learns al-tainis. And here he's saying the p'tor is because someone else is involved. That's a steer in Taisus that we said before.
It's a steer in Taisus.
The steer in Taisus that valid, the Taisus on that chavzai. I'm not trying to answer that stira. I'm moving on. Yeah? I'm just saying that, forget about the stira. What is Taisa saying in Abdallah? Is Taisa in Abdallah saying the Ramban? Some of Korean want to say, okay, Taisa is saying the same as far as Ramban, if she isn't, is it? But I'm saying, maybe not. It could be the dik, the glush in Taisa's mashma, has a difference for it. It's al Haim Garmuloi. It's a Haim Garmuloi. It doesn't say that the Nizik was garment, Haim Garmuloi. It's a random Haim. Yeah, those guys, they did it. They were garden.
And they put somebody else's clue there or something?
Even if it's someone else's clue, that's what I'm saying. Even if it's someone else's clue, still the guy that is sleeping is part of them. Now you want to know, are they going to be chayiv or not? That's a different issue.
Right.
Yeah. Our focus now is the guy that's sleeping. Is he chayiv if someone else puts a clue there or not? Okay? In the world that the Yichai finds, yeah? Okay? No, the Yichai find is, and the Ptur is because someone put something there. Who's that someone? Is it the Nizik Dafka, or even somebody else? That is our focus of discussion right now. Will the fact that someone else put it there, will that pater the guy that damaged, even if you hold the Einis Gomer is Chai? That is my question.
Damaged himself, because it's not his?
Right. Right. If the svar is that because he brought the damage to himself, it's only when it's my thing. If I put your thing there, why should that? You don't have that svar that he brought the damage upon himself. So if I think the Fidur and Ban, the Oshel B'chayit, Aynes Gomer B'chayit, the only thing about him is Aynes, and Aynes is Chayit. The guy put, someone else put it there, it's only svar when the guy himself put it there, that he brought the hezek upon himself. She is Hanizik. Yeah?
So he's not saying like this. Right.
I'm trying to suggest the Ramban is, even though it's similar, yeah, it's both an idea that even if Anis Gomer is Chayiv, but still you part because there's someone else involved. Question is, who is that someone else? It seems to be within that camp of that Svara, there seems to be a difference between Taisa and Ramban. Now, and if Taisa is even someone else. So question is, What could be the svar? What's the svar of machlekes over here? Why if Vitais is even someone else, if he's a Ramban, it's Nafka the guy himself. So what would be the svar of Vitais is that? Just that someone else was gayer. Yeah. So I was thinking like this, because we're jumping ahead of dropping Taisvis, yeah, but Taisa Shita is that Adam Ulaylam is Dafka Oynis Kain Aveda. Also Taisa means right, we'll see the Rayas. Dafka and Aveda, but Oynis Kain Geneva, which is Karav Oynis, that's enough for Oynis to pat. You don't even need an Oynis Gomer, right? You don't need Oynis, when Taisa says Oynis Gomer is Pater, yeah? You don't need Mamish Oynis Gomer, yeah? Even an Aynis, which is a level of Geneva, that's enough to pater of the Mazik, as Taisus demonstrates in the whole Taisus. Yeah. So you don't need Aynis Gomer. Actually, again, the Ban Sheet is that even Aynis Gomer, Adam is pater, Adam is Chayim. Taisus holds depends if it's like Geneva or like Aveda. There is a third Sheeta, which is Shita Taisa Ben Peretz and the Muki Yosef. In one sense, they hold, like Taisvis, that Oynis Gomer is Pater, but they hold, they need Oynis Gomer Mamish. Meaning, if it's Ke'en Geneva, Adam is Chayiv, that's Nichlal in when it says Oynis, Adam Ulayim Ben Oynis, Oynis Ke'en Geneva, and then Oynis Shem Esach is Chayiv, Adam is also Chayiv. Ken Geneva, Adam would loyal be chayiv as Adam. You know, even if you're Shemachin, if you were the one that was involved, you'd be chayiv. Okay, we have to see how that will deal with Taisa's Rayas. But if it's Aynis Gomer, it's a bigger Aynis than Geneva, a real Aynis, then Adam even Adam is Pater. And Mukyasim says, as far as, because it says, Vilanarl is Asad Avar. Oynis Rachmana Patre. Yeah? I think it was in this coming parasha. Right? If a girl was raped, a married Nair Maras was raped, she's Pater. You don't do anything to her because she was an Oynis. She's an Oynis. Oynis Rachmana Patre. We learn that from the Lanar Le Sasidavar. So if it was an Oynis Gomer, then even Adam is Pater because of the Lanar Le Sasidavar. Okay? Now, Gratisis, as we'll see, Pashas, the Torah and Taisis now, the Nala is Asadab. Okay? In Taisis, the Pshat is that the damage control. According to Taisis, we have a Rebuy. Yeah, according to Taisis, we have a Rebuy that says, yeah, Petza Tachatz Potza, that Adam is Chayiv, not just in Pshia. So we say, okay, Ein Ba'el Chedushoy. We go up one level. Okay? There's Pshia, then there's Aveda, then there's Geneva, and then there's Oynis. Right? So, according to Taisvis, as we'll see, we'll read it in Taisvis. According to Taisvis, why are we Marba, only Adam Azik, Oynis, only Aveda, and not Geneva? Because Ein Ba'el Chedushoy. the Torah is a chiddush that Adam is chayiv, right? It's a chiddush that he chayiv nanam pshia. The Torah is mechadish me Adam chayiv nanam pshia. Pets not chaspatzin, the chiddush. So, how far do we go? Who said we go more than just one level up, right? So, chayiv koin taismis, the Adam ul oilim tells me. Adam ul oilim tells me. That even a pshia kain aveda is also a pshia kain geneva mechadesi. Okay, that's why he's still potter. Right? The nachum pshut is not me unless you pshia, you pshia, you're not chayiv. The Torah is megal to me. Okay, Adam has a higher level. Maybe only aveda, not geneva. Now, so fizeh, so feel like this. There's one more knage. The Gemara here in the Avdalid, yeah. The Gemara in the Avdalid. The next, there's two parts to the Mishnah, yeah. To the Tzara Shava. Tzara Shava Shemem Darik Lahazik. Okay, that the Gemara says Yoshin Darik Lahazik. Shmirasin Alecha, right? Shmirasin Alecha. Says the Gemara, what Shmirasin Alecha? Shmirasin Alecha. The shmira of yourself is on you. What does that mean? Right? No, shmiras alechem. The shmira of my animal is on me. Yes. Yeah, so what's shmiras son alecha? The shmira of them is on you. How's that fit by another? So Gemara says, "Echanam yimay adam." Yeah. Shmira is gufay olav. Shmira is gufay olav. You mechuyf to watch yourself. You shouldn't damage. Yeah. You mechuyf to watch yourself. You shouldn't damage. That's what Gemara says. So for this Gemara, it's mashma. Then what's the mechayiv Adam Mazik? Right? What's the mechayiv? Why is Adam mechayiv? Is Adam mechayiv because of what he did? You know, he did something, you're responsible for your actions. Or no? A person's chayiv because he didn't watch himself. The Gemara says, Shmiras Alecha. I'm mechayiv to watch myself, not to damage. If I didn't watch myself, yes, I'm chayiv just like if I didn't watch my behemah. If I didn't watch my behemah, what am I chayiv? Okay, that's a chakir in the beginning of Mizekta, right? Maman Mazik, is because of the lack of shmiro, or is it because of your chayiv for what your animal did? Yeah? But let's go, then it's because of lack of shmiro for now. So Adam, Gemara says, is also because of lack of shmiro. Why am I chayiv for my damage? Because I didn't watch myself. Not that some I'm chayiv for what I did, I'm chayiv because I'm going to watch myself. Oh, that's what Mar seems to say. Yeah? This is going to be a problem with Ramban, who says, Yichai Yinayin is Gomer. If the chiyuv to pay for my damage, because I didn't watch myself, yeah? But if I'm an Ainus, then you can't tell me I'm chayiv for doing something, I'm chayiv to watch myself. If I couldn't watch myself, I'm an Ainus, right? This Gemara is really cash in Ramban. According to Ramban, Chayiv Ayin is gone. Ayin is gone. Yeah. So what are you telling me? The reason why Adam is Chayiv to his damage because he has to watch himself. Yeah. But if I'm an Ayinus, I couldn't watch myself. So how can you tell? How could Torah be Chayiv? How could you say the reason why I'm Chayiv because I didn't watch myself and I'm Chayiv even by Ayinus? If I'm Ayinus, I couldn't watch. The only reason why I'm Chayiv because I didn't watch myself. So if I'm an Ayinus, I watch myself. How can tell me I'm chayiv, even if I wash myself, but an ayinus happened, if the chayiv is to wash yourself? The reason why I'm chayiv for my own damages, like my cow's damages, is because I didn't wash the cow, I didn't wash myself. Yeah? But if I wash myself, and I'm an ayinus, so I wash myself. That's going to be a kash in the band, we'll see if we have an answer for that. Okay? But for Taisus though, simply Taisus, read the Gemara. A person's chayiv, why? He didn't watch himself. Okay? Comes along the pasuk and says, what level of shmira? Right? How much you have to watch yourself? You have to watch yourself. How much? You can't, if you're pesheya, okay, you didn't watch yourself. What about if it's kain aveda? What about if it's kain geneva? Right? So what, according to Isaac, what is the pasuk being mechadish to me? What is Petzet Pachas Patzet telling me? You know what? You have to watch yourself. And if you don't watch yourself, if you're Peshaya, of course you're Chayiv. Yeah? But what if you don't watch yourself a level of Aveda? Something happened. Yeah, you did damage on a level of a level of as if you lost something. Yeah. So what is the pasuk telling me? You know what? You have to watch yourself, even for a level of aveda. That's the chiddush of Petzach Aspatza. Not just you have to watch yourself not to be pesheya. You have to watch yourself even a level of aveda. You have to watch yourself, and if you didn't, you chayim. Okay, but a level of einus, a level of einus of ke'en geneva, that I'm not going to watch myself. You know, according to Taisvis, yeah, when we said that it's a chit, what's petzatachas potza being mechadish to me? Petzatachas potza is being mechadish to me that what? That I'm not chayiv just on pshia, I'm even chayiv on the next level. But what is the side of it? Based on what Abdallah, they were talking about the chiyuv of watching yourself. The chiyuv of Adam is gear watch yourself. So these it's levels of how much you have to watch yourself. The Torah's mechadish to me. Torah's mechadish to me. They're not just a level of pshia yichayev for not watching yourself. Even a level of aveda if you didn't watch yourself, and something happened a level as if you lost something. The damage was on that level that you didn't watch yourself. You're also chayev. The level of Kain Geneva, the level of some type of items of Kain Geneva, that the Torah is not Machayim to watch yourself. Oh, so Fizeh, we could suggest that when the Torah is Machayim Ad Mur La'ilam, the Torah is Machayim me not to watch myself more. Very nice. The Torah is Machayim you to watch yourself. But let's say you went to sleep, yeah, and someone else put it down over there, right? So who's the one that's not watching over here? That guy's not watching. The Torah said you have to watch yourself, even a level of aveda, yeah. But you're not mechuyev to watch yourself. That someone else should make you do damage. I'm mechuyev to watch myself. Shmiras Guf Ayolav. Yeah? I'm going to watch myself, even a level of Aveda. Yeah? But if someone else was involved, that the Torah is never Mechayim me. So when Torah comes to Yerushalmi, yeah? When Torah comes to Yerushalmi and says that if someone else put it there, Heim Garmu, they were Garim the Chesek. So even you want to say, the Torah is Mechayim me to watch myself. Yeah? Even for Ken Geneva. Yeah? Torah's Mechaim, even Ken Geneva. Right? Torah's Mechaim, even Ken Geneva. Not just Ken Geneva. But the Torah's Mechaim, me to watch myself. But Torah's not Mechaim, me to watch you that I shouldn't cause damage. The Torah's Mechaim, Shmir is Gufay Allah. The side of Adam Mazik, if you read the Gemara of Dalid, is Shmira's Gufayala. Atana Shavish mentioned Rasul Alecha. Shmira's Gufayala. That's it. I'm going to watch myself. I'm going to watch you that you should do something which is going to make me damage. So Melo, if that's the side, then it doesn't make a difference if it's the Nizik himself that does it. She is a Nizik, or it's somebody else.
Because I don't have to watch myself anyway, right?
Because
I only have to watch myself.
I don't have to watch myself, right? So the contra ban, what's the tour if someone else, and what's the tour in Yerushalmi? If someone put something down there, the ban says, what's the tour? Pshias Hanizik. Because he brought the Hezek upon himself. So even if Anis Gomer is Chayyid, but the Pshias Hanizik. That's when it's the guy, for the ban, it's only when the guy himself sat down next to me or put his object next to me. But somebody else, that's not going to pop to me. The fact that someone else put something down there, okay, so I'm a Nainis Bain. You're high for Nainis. According to Taisvis, the whole tour, yeah, the side of the tour is in the Chiv Shmira. If the side of the Gemara is, if the side of the Chiv of Adam is Shmiras and Alecha, yeah, so then if someone else put it there, yeah, so that's out of the realm of Shmiras and Alecha. Shmiras lech means the shmir of myself is on me. I'm mechuyev to watch myself that I shouldn't damage. Okay? But I'm not mechuyev to watch you not to do something that will make me damage. So, Meir, if Reuven put down Shimon's kli, Taisa says, feed that the feed the Taisa Abdalit. That's the Pshat Nishalmi, then you're puter. Even if it's not the Nizik himself. Because the Ptur of is not Pshis HaNizik, the Ptur is in the Chi of Shmir. The Ptur is in the Shmiros and Alecha. Shmiros and Alecha says, you have to watch yourself not do damage. Even extreme. Yeah? But if someone else, I'm not going to watch someone else from making me do damage.
So according to Tosfos, it doesn't matter. According to the Ramban, it does. Meaning, according to the Ramban, it matters.
If it's difference him or somebody else. Exactly. That's how I wanted to be dying. Ramban always spoke about Pshis and Izzet. Tosfos talks about Haim Garmu. Trying to explain, what does he say to the Chil?
Well, the case of Nitkal, he's himself, so...
What?
But the case of Nitkal,
right.
If he tripped on his own leg, so it's him, it's nobody else.
All right, then that doesn't come into discussion, Mechal. That's regular other Mazik. That's regular other Mazik. And the Shia weighs Chai Vayas or not. Then the other man says the Torah is because, right, the other Torah is because she's an Isaac, you shouldn't have put the barrel there. Yeah.
Why the other Tzadik? Let's say you say that the reason you're Chai is because the Torah is Ma'abe Hezek. Why can't you also say it doesn't make a difference if it's a Nizik or someone else?
According to Ramban?
No, according to Taisus. Why is the Rebbe need to say Taisus holds like...
Because there's no difference, what do you mean?
The Rebbe said that for Taisus, that you need to say...
You put my phone.
That's Alecha.
What?
That you need to say...
The reason...
That's
right.
Why can't the Rebbe say it the other way? I didn't get that part.
I'm saying the Sfar to Michal, the Sfar that why to say that even by someone else on Potter, yeah... Either someone else is the one who puts it down, Potter. Haim Garmu is because if the Chiv of Mazik is Shmiras and Alecha, so then it's only Shmiras and Alecha. I have the Chiv to watch myself. I don't have the Chiv to watch you. But if the Chiv is because of why I damage, then who cares? Then who said that? I'm Chai Bim Ba'in is, then even if someone else is going to watch that Potter. I won't lose the crowd. Fine. Okay. That's one point Tysus. Let's go back to our Tysus. Okay. Tysus established in the Shalom, we also learned different Abdalid that our Gemara Tysus by us says, what's the Torah of Shalom? Because Ainus. Adam is Potter, Ainus Gomer. It's fine with the sleep. Someone's putting down things. There's nothing I can do about it. Therefore, I'm part as Taisa Chazayin and Beis. That's the Shita Bayas. Now, that's one right. The Chaimim Guys of Basra. Kaminichlam para Shulas, Chisvim Shalavim, he, of Chuv Achlua, Mishalmin, May Basa Bizal. Shekainen. Amasha Zikuloi, Anusim Hain. So there's a case over there. The father died, he left the cow, kids had a nice barbecue. Thinking that the cow belonged to the father, that's he made a mistake. Was really shol, was bothered, was borrowed. So we say he has to pay the main basa bezol. The hainu, 2/3. Kusayf is nana. He enjoyed the steak. Samela, and we say that if he'd get a good bargain, he would pay for it. Samela, he has to pay 2/3. Now, what do you mean? He's a mazik. He took a knife, slit the cow's throat. Samela, the mulaylam. Who cares if you think it was your father's? Adam Ulaylam. You tell me no, it is. I thought it was my father. Very nice. Adam Ulaylam. So why Potter? Why Potter? Why didn't pay for the whole hazard? So Taisus, Elamai, Pashut, because it's Ainus Gomer, Adam Potter. If I thought that was my father's, that's enough of an Ainus.
So what
did
the Ramban say?
What? What did the Ramban say? What would the That's a very good question. So L'chaira, the Ramban in Ksubas of Lama Dalid, he doesn't ask this question directly, but he asks a similar question, and based on his teretz, maybe that can answer the Ramban by us. Okay? The Ramban in Ksubas on that Gemara, The Gemara tells the Gemara on Ksubis, Haisa Parashula, etc. So the man asks a similar question to Taisus. He doesn't ask of other Mazik, he asks Alz Gazlan. Okay? Because it is. Because there's a Gemara Baba Kama, Nafkuf Yir Aleph. Gemara says that. Ruchisa says like this, okay? Ruchisa says on Kufin Aleph and Beis, a goizel, yeah, someone steals something. Gozal v'loydis yayish abayim. Reuven stole something from Shimon, and the bayim weren't yayish yet. Uba achir v'achloy. Levi came and stole it from Reuven. Reuven stole it from Shimon, then Levi went ahead and he stole it from Reuven. So Rotzim is a goiva. Ratzim is their gaiva. Reuven stole from Shimon. Shimon now has a choice. Either he could go after Reuven, or he could go after Shimon. Well, two people stole his object. Reuven first stole it, and then Levi stole it from Kufin Aleph and Beis. And then Levi stole it from Reuven. So you have two ganavim over here. The original ganav, and the guy that stole it from the ganav. Okay? So this is the Gemara. That the Nigzal, Shimon has a choice. One of them is a less, some people easy to get money out of, some people hard to get money out of. Right? He has a choice. Ratzim is that guy, Ratzim is that guy. Okay? That's Rechista. In fact, Ramban, so by the case of the Yisayimim, that shechted the father's cow, why do we say, just like Rechista says, then when Levi comes and eats the Davra Gazel, yeah, he's considered to be a Gazlan, right? And Shimon could go after him. So over here also, the kids.
Why the kids in earnest?
Wait.
Huh? Why the kids in earnest? You can go after them also, no?
Yeah. Forget about earnest for a second. Not about earnest. We're talking, it says over there the kids don't have to pay. Okay. Fek Ramban, the Gemara says that when Reuven stole something from Shimon, and then Levi stole from Reuven, Shimon could go after Levi. So here also, why can't the Bailim, the real owner of the cow, why can't they go after the kids? As a Goslin, the kids stole it. Right? He's not asking Al's Mazik, which is Tais Kash. He's asking Al's Goslin.
Did Levi not know it was stolen?
Hmm?
Did Levi not know it was stolen?
It's probably irrelevant.
So if he didn't know it was stolen,
Why should that make a difference? I don't know if it makes a difference. No. Okay, let's not get caught up in the details. Okay, let's just. Oh, so yeah, we have Gemara that Levi, Shimon go after Levi. So why can't the Bailim go after the kids? That's Ramban's kasha. Okay. Similar kasha to Taisus, who discusses that the kids are mazik. Okay. The Ramban's asking a little different kasha. Just like in Rav Chista, Levi that stole it from Reuven, Shimon could still go after him. So too, why can't the real the mashil, why can't he go after the kids? Yeah, v'su kasha. Am I dumb? Am neibas v'zal v'su loy? Avad the hadrav Chista dama ratzim zeh gai ratzim zeh gaiva legami mashma. Right, Shimon could collect from Levi, not just the meibas of Bezal. Benichel leiza, hasam going shabachem v'gazloi v'achloi. Avahai the b'shus kanochis the kesvur medav shalaviyemi. What? Hasam nami imbachem v'achloi b'shusai kesav v'shalaihu meibas of Bezal m'shalam v'sulai. Says the Ramban that when the kids are shechting this cow, they think it's theirs. Yeah? They think it's theirs. So, they think it's theirs. Therefore, it's Birshus. It's called Birshus. Like Mazik Birshus. Right, we'll see. First line, right? We'll see that, right? We're trying to talk about the Tabach, the Uman, right? It might be considered Mazik Birshus, according to Ramban. We'll see about that exactly. What the Svara, right? Oh, by Tabach. But the man over here says that the kids think it's there, that's called Birshus. Right? And therefore, they're not chayiv als gazim. Because it's b'shus. Question is, the obvious question is, okay, they think it's b'shus. Like Eitan asked this morning, what do you mean b'shus? What do you mean b'shus? You made a mistake. What do you mean you think it's b'shus? You're sure you think it's your shkayach. Yeah? Odom is chayiv, ben shayiv, ben meiz, etc. What do you mean you think it's yours? So what? So you made a mistake. Mistake. Odom is loyla. When do you think it's yours? You made a mistake. Very nice. Very, I feel bad for you. Okay, but Liza, you gotta pay. Odom is loyla. Ben shayiv. The guy thinks he's mutter to be mazik. Yeah? 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 Or he thinks he's being mazik his own thing, right? Shayiv. He's a shayiv. Yeah? I damn it's something b'shoig. Or was the mission in Bamakam Chavavim Nalav say? Yeah, Yichai b'shoig. Yeah. So what's the who cares? He thinks it's his. So here the stipler has a shtickle. The stipler wants to tell you that when it's what does it mean b'shus? He's saying it's b'shus hatayr. The Torah gives you b'shus over here. Why? Because the klal, yeah, kol mash atachas yad adam. Harei hu shaloi. Yeah? Kol mash tachas yad adam, harei hu shaloi. It's a cloud. Something is by somebody. The chazaka says it's his. How'd you get it? You didn't steal it, right? If I see something by you, yeah? The chazaka says that it's yours. Kol mash tachas yad adam, harei hu shaloi. Ain't it by a person, we say it's his. Okay, that's a clown. Actually, people think it's a Gemara, but those words aren't. There's also a Gemara that says those words, but it's trying. I mean, it comes from Gemaras, but the idea of that you're a person that's holding something is a mochse. Okay, and we say it's his. So Melech says it's Stipler. I'll be tired if they come to ask the rabbi. Yeah, yeah. My father died. There's a cow in the shed. You know, can I shecht it or not? What's Rabbi saying? Gesundheit, enjoy your barbecue. Right? Why? You can assume it's the father. It was by the father. Koma shachas yad adon. Harei v'shaloi. Go ahead, enjoy it. Yeah? So says the stipler, but that's what Ramban means, that it's b'shus. It's b'shus ha-taira. Because anything that's found by someone, the assumption is it's his. If it's his, then gesundheit, the rabbi will tell you to go for it. Yeah? So Mele, that's what Mele, he bought, you know how to got it. Okay? That's how the Stipe wants one number. So Mele, that's the side of the head over there. That's why you're not Mechuyiv to pay. That's why you're not Mechuyiv to pay. As God. Now, L'chaira, the Stipe is still a Pelham. Because if you read the Hemshch of the Ramban, says, Hasam Nami. Hasam Nami, what's Hasam? By the case of Rav Chisda. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven steals from Shimon, Levi stole from Reuven. Right? So we say, Ratzah Mizeh Gaiva, Ratzah Mizeh Gaiva. So he says, Ramban, what if Reuven, Levi, yeah, thinks that it's his? Levi thinks it's his. Reuven stole a cow from Shimon, Levi comes and eats the cow. Yeah, eats the cake, whatever it is. Yeah, but Levi thinks it's his. Levi thinks it's his. What's it then? Says the Ramban, he's potter. Just like by the kids, the cow thing is the father's, and they yarshin it, Birusha. So too, yeah, you want to know, well, what is Levi thinking? Says the Ramban, if Levi thinks it's his, he thinks it's Levi's. Then he's potter. Yeah? Just like the kids thinking it's the father's, they're potter, so too, if Levi thinks it's his, they're potter. He's potter. If Levi thought that the cake that Reuven stole from Shimon is not Shimon's cake, Levi for some reason thinks it's his own cake. He thinks it's Levi's cake. It was by Shimon, Reuven stole it, but it's his own cake. It's his cake. He thought it's his. Okay. Hasan Nami, ba'ach ba'achloi. Yeah, the case from Chista, ba'ach ba'achloi. B'shusa, kasaba nishalai. Then he only pays the mei basa bezal, just like the kids. Okay, Levi thought it was his, And he took it from Reuven. Really, it was Shimon's. Says Ramban, what's it then? What does Levi pay? Only to make Masa Bazal. Nene. Like the case of the kid that shechted the cow. The Parashu'ula. Oh, the Chacham saying, according to the Snipler, very nice, you thought it was yours. You don't have any chazaka. In the case of the kids,
it's by him. It's by him.
No, it's not. It's by Reuven. It's by Reuven. It's not by him. He thinks it's his. In his demented mind, he thinks it's his. But there's no chazaka that says that it's his. In the case of the kids, right, it's in the father's barn. Chazaka that says it's not, but tells me, who does it belong to? It belongs to the father. He asked the rabbi, can I eat the cow? He said, yeah, it's on the hay. Why? Because the father's chazaka. But that doesn't apply in the case when Shimon, when Levi still takes it from Reuven, thinking that it's his. Say you thought that it's yours. Okay, very nice. You thought wrong. And there's no chazaka to back you up. There's no chazaka komash yad takas yad adam mereu shalai. According to the Snipler, the whole heter of Rishus is Rishus HaTorah. When the kids shechted the father the cow, they thought that it's the father's, yeah? And that right to think it's the father's. The Torah says you have right to think that's the father's. Because kol mash takas yad adam mereu shalai, says the Snipler. But that's by the kids shechting the parashula. That's not when Levi, the Ganav, is stealing from Reuven, thinking that it's his. Well, so Chayra, I mean, Kvayim Kvayim Munach, Chayra is impossible to look down the Ramban. So Chayra, what is Pshat in the Ramban? Chayra, I would say Pshat in the Ramban is that. I would say Pshat Ramban is maybe I'll pee a ksais. The ksais in Simchav Hei, Simchan Aleph, is done. Our Gemara, we're hosting here. Adam Ula Eilam, maybe Shaygig, Meizid, Ainus Rasa. What's it then if someone steals something by us? He thinks it's his. He's Shaygig. He thinks it's his. You steal B'Shaygig. Yeah, you steal something thinking it's yours, but really it's not yours. Does the cloud Odemur La'ilam apply to Gzela, or is Nak by Mazik? Agamar to Mazik. What about Gzela? Is the parish of Adam Mishnah, Baba Kama Chavav, Odemur La'ilam, yeah, to Mazik?
Do you damage the thing you stole or not?
Simes Ein Chaveri. Right? Shiva Zakalim we're talking about. What if I stole something and got lost? Yeah. Damage. Let's see. Okay. No. Yeah. You're hitting a very important point. But let's just talk about it got lost. It got stolen. Okay? A Ganav is Chayav Einzin, right? Someone steals something and then it gets stolen from him, it gets lost. Hurricane comes and takes it away. Ayn's gone. Ganav is chayiv einitzin. Right. If I steal something, chayiv einitzin. What if I stole something? B'shaygi. Yes. And Tzais wants to suggest that petz tachitz patzah is to mamazik. Right. So, who said we could extend it to Geneva? Who said we could extend it to Geneva? I don't know. There's a kasev. Petz tachitz patzah chayiv shayig gemez ayn's geratzin. Pashas is a Bel Chidushai. It's a parasha by Mazik. Yeah, maybe by Chayvel. But not by the Geneva. So the Tzais wants to suggest that if someone steals the Shaykh, he's Pashas.
Because
there's no Pedrasha. Pedrasha is only by Mazik.
It's
a Chiddush. Yeah. This is the Admu Loyam is a Chiddush. Yeah? We discussed before in Tzais. It's a Chiddush, Admu Loyam. And by El Chidushai. It's a Chiddush. Thus, first said by Mazik, not by anything, not necessarily by anything else. Okay? Now, so Mael, that's a suggest, the Tzais would like to suggest that if he's still B'shoigig, you don't have the dina, you're not chayiv, al tzad. Okay? Oh. So now, so Mael, could be, I think maybe that's from the Ramban. Ramban says they did it B'shoigig, because you think it's yours, so pshat is, that, so what is it? It's Ganev B'Shaydi. It's Ganev B'Shaydi. says the Ktais, the Gnev B'Shoigeg, there's no Chiv. Adam Ulayim is by Masin, not by Ganev.
So Rishos just means it's B'Shoigeg?
He thinks like, it is.
That's what Rishos means.
That makes B'Shoigeg. Rishos is not, it's not real, no. It's not real Rishos anyway, right?
Yeah.
Because he made a mistake. It's not real Rishos. Stipe wanted to say it's real Rishos. But we're going out this time.
So Rishos just means you think it's yours.
Right. He says, Kasav Shalai, that's enough for Rishos. Saying Rishos doesn't mean Rishos, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean real Rishos. I mean, you think it's Rishos. Okay? But you're a Shaykh. You think it's yours, right? You think it's the father. You think you're Yarshin. The father died. You think it's yours. So what is that? That's Gneva B'Shaygu. The Ktsoy is a Mechadish to me. The Gneva is a Shaygu, his father. So man, that could be a Shaygu, his man. Could be a Shaygu, his man. Oh. But, one second. That's very nice. He won't be Chayiv Al Zgan. But over here, he didn't just steal it. He ate it. Right?
He's Nezgan.
He ate it. Chayiv Mazik also. He stole it, you're right. For Ganevi's potter. If something happened to it, he stole it, the Shaygi. Before he got a chance to eat it, someone else came and stole it from him. He'll be Ganev is Chayiv Einsin. He'll be potter. Why? Because he doesn't have a din Ganev. He's a Chiv of Ganev. Right? He's potter. He's potter. Why? Because he's Shaygi. He's potter. He stole it, but he's potter. Yeah? So very nice. He's potter for stealing. Yeah, Bershus. Right, but hold on 1 second. He didn't just steal it, yeah. He ate it. So Chayro, he's also a mazik.
He did a kinyan.
What?
He did a kinyan.
No.
So he's cow. No, it's not.
No, he's not kind of it. Right, it still belongs to the guy. But if I go to take the Gemara now,
yeah, am I kind of it? If I do a chain,
if I take the Gemara, am I kind of it?
No, but if
can cash an issue with it? No.
But he did a shvita, so with the change, he's doing a
kriya. Oh, again, correct. But he's a mazik. I took your cow and I shechted it. I killed your cow. Yeah. I killed your cow. It's your cow, and I killed it.
He did a kinyani gizela. So
you. Oh, and then therefore what?
Therefore, he's really killing his own cow. In if you look at it like that, then he's killing his own cow. So then he's not mazik. He's not being mazik.
No, but mazik is not his cow. What's the young gazela? Wait. What's the young gazela? Okay, if there's still a concussion issue with it, no. What's the young gazela? It's not mine.
But it takes away the din mazik.
Why? Okay. So like this. Chari, you have to say it for the Ramban, something along those lines, that I mean, I want to say it a little differently, not just that, it could be a Hasdut Kinyan Gezeila, like this, because there's a Yisoyed from Rav Chaim Hills Chayv Lamazin, Rav Chaim says Yisoyed. It's a complicated piece, I don't want to get involved in with how he gets to that, why he's saying that. Rav Chaim says Yisoyed. Rav Chaim says that when something is stolen, yeah, any hezek that's done on an object that's stolen, that's is part. It's considered gazela, not ma. It's part of the gazela. Okay. If I steal something, and then I damage, right? So the damage that I'm doing, we don't look at it as a chiyuv of mazik. We look at it as a chiyuv of gazela. It's a hemshich of the gazela. Now, the meaning would be, let's say it went up in value, and then I broke it. I have a barrel, it was worth $2. And then it went up in value, and now it's worth $4. And then I break it. Do I have to pay kefil on $2? Do I have to pay kefil on $4? Okay? That's where Rav Chaim is going to complicate something that's Samachai. I don't want to get involved in details. But I'm just, let's say you should visualize what he's saying. Okay? So Rav Chaim wants mechadish, yeah, that when I damage something in the context of Geneva, when it's already stolen, so it's part of my gazela, so then we look at the hezek, the subsequent hezek, as part of the ma'isa gazela. We don't look at it as an independent ma'isa mazik, we look at it as an extension of the Geneva, and has Dine Geneva to it, not Dine Masik. That's what Chaim wants in Mechadish. Okay? So if we say, we accept the Yisrael of Chaim, so Meil over here also, what do we have over here? What do we have over here? We have a case where the father died, cows in the barn, kishachted. Yeah? So Rabban asks, one second, Yisrael Chaya for Geneva. Says the Ramban, it's Bishus. He thinks it's his. Right? Well, how do we explain Ramban? Like the Tzoyis, that you have no Chiyuv Geneva, you know Chiyuvim of Geneva B'shayim. So we say, one second, very nice. There's no Chiyuv Geneva. Right? But L'chayir Mazik. L'chayir Mazik. So forget about Geneva B'shayim. Geneva is part of B'shayim. But Mazik is Chayiv B'shayim. Mishnah B'mkam Chavav Manal. Yeah? So I want to suggest, the Fir B'chayim, maybe the subsequent Hezek over here, which is extension of your Geneva, has a din of Geneva, not Mazik. And if we say that by Geneva there's no Chiyuv of Shoigi, only by Mazik, not by Ganev. So if we say that here, shechting and eating it is better, all part of the Geneva, and according to Reb Chaim, it has a Shem Geneva to it, not a Shem Mazik. Yeah? Maybe it has to do with Kiyon and Gezela. Okay, that's what gives it a Torah's Ganev to it. So maybe anything that happens afterwards is still in the Geneva. You might need the Kiyon. So maybe over here, since Mitam Ganev, there's no Chiyuv of Shoigig, so it could be the hemshuch of the shechting and eating it, which is, one could say it's mazik. No, according to Reb Chaim, if it's part of the geneva, it has a shem geneva to it, and by geneva, the Tzai says, no chiyuv b'shoigig. Mele, that's why the yisayimim could be potter. So not only mitam, the potter als ganav, it could be their potter als mazik also, because here it's not just tam mazik. They didn't just come and shoot the cow between the eyes. Yeah, here they thought it was theirs, and they took it, and it's a Geneva, the Ramban says, but it's a Geneva B'shoigig. So Meila could be, even the Shechting afterwards has a Torah's Geneva to it, and the Geneva is no Chiyuv of Adam Mazik. So Meila, that's how the Ramban can answer Tais Kasha. Tais says, why the May Basa Bazal, I is a Mazik. So what is Tais's answer? Ein is gone, he's Einus. That's why he thought it says he's Einus. Adam Ban holds Ein is gone, is Chayiv. The answer is, but since it's Geneva, like the man Super Saflam Adal says, this Geneva over here, and the Chaim says that Hezek, that's a result of Geneva, has a shame Geneva, and my Geneva is no Ptur of Adam Mordlai.